From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, on Friday, everybody, we brought you sound of Senator Joni Ernst telling her beloved constituents, if you all die, I don't really give a damn. We've got some follow-up sound, but I had to begin with a little bit of breaking news. I got a fine guest co-host with me. His name is Matt Rothschild. You all know him well. From his amazing podcast, Wisconsin Forward, that you can find at civicmedia.us and everywhere that you find your favorite podcasts. Here's the breaking news. In one of the Trump tariff cases, a group of what is nearly three quarters well-known conservative legal scholars. So these are Republican appointed former federal appeals court judges, well-known lawyers, litigators, former elected officials. There are some Dems, but it is three quarters Republicans today, in like the last couple of hours, filed an amicus brief, which is a friend of the court brief, in the main Trump tariff case. You will recall that the court's findings that his invocation of the Emergency Economic Powers Act was invalid, and they had attempted to put a pause. The court had attempted to pause Trump's tariffs. There were appeals of that emergency ruling, and the tariffs are currently back in place. Again, a little bit of taco for everybody. You know, Trump always chickens out. We've had on again, off again tariffs since the man took office. This weekend, following those court rulings, steel tariffs, let's jack those up to 50%. I'm sure that'll help with all of the affordable housing problems that we have. But what's notable about this amicus brief, and I will discuss it and read, don't worry, I'll do all your homework for you, your legal eagle on the air. I will bring you some of the detail there, but it is outstanding in its clarity, and it is outstanding because of who signed the brief. These are people well known to every Republican elected official. These are people well known to every current sitting federal judge appointed by a Republican. And they said there's literally no version of Earth One where Trump had the authority to do this. It is a power that needs to be executed by Congress. Congress could do this. The reason they won't is because they know it will cause pain in the pocketbooks of every working American. And secondly, it is outstanding, again, for its clarity. Writing in one section of the brief, this is not about trade. This is about power. So you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. I'm going to do a deep dive on that amicus brief. It is really worth a read. We will include it in tomorrow's show notes as well. I am excited to do my homework after today's show and spend hours combing through a detailed amicus brief written by a bunch of legal scholars, again, so that you don't have to. Matt, happy Monday. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. You know, another snooze news weekend.
Hey, Maggie, it's always fun to be with you. How was your weekend?
It was lovely, my friend, spending time with family and friends. Do want to give a shout out to Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. I watched her compete on Saturday night in Steppin' with the Stars, which is this massive cancer fundraiser that goes on in Milwaukee. And she was one of the competitors. She was fabulous. I was there supporting her. Got to see the mayor and the county executive. So it was a little bit of a who's who. And Meanwhile, I would have been at, but want to give some love to Civic Media, was one of the table sponsors at Urban Triage, their annual gala in Madison on Saturday. I know there was a full Civic table, so I was there in spirit with everyone. I hope everybody had a fabulous time at that gala. Again, supporting an incredible organization based out of Madison, Urban Triage. So that's what I was up to. What were you doing this weekend, Matt?
Mulch. My least favorite word in the English language. Mulch. I was spreading mulch in our garden.
But one of the advantages of living in a townhouse with just two porches and no garden, I live in a mulch-free existence, Matt, which I don't mind, I have to say.
Yeah, it's an ugly sounding word, and it was ugly for me to be hauling it around all weekend, but that's what I did.
But early June, 'tis the time in Wisconsin to get your mulched out, get your edging done, maybe cut the lawn for the first time, mow-free May having ended. Folks, let's just dive right into the Joni Ernst of it all, which... Here's the question I want to ask everybody, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Does Joni Ernst say these things even 6 months ago, right? In the midst of the election season, would Joni Ernst have had the slip of the tongue, the performative cruelty to say what she said on Friday? And more important, my real question is her fake blankety blank apology on Saturday. So let's take what this is. Joni Ernst, senator from Iowa, on Friday at a town hall, answering a question about the Medicaid cuts, which will end up killing people. I don't care if you're Derek Van Orten, Tony Weed, Glenn Grothman. Any of the Republicans in Wisconsin's congressional constituency, every time they tell people no one's getting kicked off Medicaid who's eligible, that's a lie. Nobody's going to die because of that. That's a lie. Nobody's going to lose emergency food assistance that deserves it or that has earned it or whatever weird verbal trick. That's all lies. That's going to happen, and people will die. Here's Joni Ernst on Friday.
So when you are arguing about illegals that are receiving Medicaid benefits, 1.4 million, they are not eligible. So they will be coming off. So we all are going to die. So for heaven's sake.
And Matt, I got into this a little bit on Friday. Like, families that have mixed citizenship or mixed status, there are lots of families that have mixed legal status who has one adult in the family or one or multiple children who do qualify for SNAP and Medicaid. The one parent doesn't. It is a lie to say 1.4 million people who are not eligible because they do not have legal status are receiving Medicaid. That is a lie, but that's not the point of the clip. The point of the clip is in response to concerns over, the humanity, her answers, if you die. When you heard it first, Matt, what did you think?
Well, it's hard to be shocked these days because everything is so appalling. But it was shocking to have a U.S. senator basically say, you know, eat dirt and die. You know, that's basically it. You know, Marie Antoinette, even worse. And, you know, it's to be that flip, that callous about a constituent really concerned on a human moral basis that people are going to die here. And she says flippantly, we're all going to die. Well, yes, of course, we all know we're all going to die. That's not news. But are we going to die prematurely? That's the question.
Well, and that not only is that the question, that is what this bill will do, right? You are going to deprive people of life-saving health insurance, of life-saving Medicaid, who are eligible for it, who are working, and people will die, and you're depriving them of life-saving medical coverage to do what? Provide one of the largest tax handouts, taxpayer-funded giveaways to the richest 0.1% in our country. It is immoral. And it's, to me, it's interesting when people have to lie about something repeatedly and often, Matt, and they get pushed on it repeatedly and often, you will often hear a person that is stuck in that verbal back and forth default to stupid things like this. I'm just done talking with you. Oh, you're a loser. Oh, we're all going to die anyways. It is the hallmark to me. When I hear things like this, I'm like, oh, that person knows that they're lying, knows that they've been caught in the lie, and they have nothing else to say.
Yeah, it's checkmate, but it's someone rhetorically jumping out the window.
Yes.
And that's what you did.
Can't handle the heat? Just mention Hillary Clinton. I mean, she should have just, yelled out about, what was the old thing about Clinton? Oh, the email. Clinton emails. Benghazi, yell out anything. Hunter Biden. It's the verbal tick that tells you that they have given up. And then when confronted with that reality, the behavior, the words get even worse, right? Because it's like you've been called on it. You engage in distraction. You say this stupid thing. And instead of going, you know, I shouldn't have said that. That was really dumb. And no elected official should ever say that to their constituents. My job is to work to make sure you live as a long, dignified, wonderful life. That's my job, not to tell you, oh, kick rocks and die sooner so we don't have to pay for you. So let's take a listen. This is Joni Ernst's, quote, apology that she posted. And you cannot see the video, ladies and gentlemen, but Matt and I have, Jacob has, my senior producer Jamie has. We've looked at the video. The woman is standing in a graveyard, and she recorded this video and posted it on Saturday.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, "People are going to die." And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Wow. So much there.
My response to that was maybe to exclaim, JC, what did I just hear? We're going to take your calls on this. I'm going to get Matt's impression. And of course, I'm going to tell you what I think about it. There might also be a statewide text to win summer contest extravaganza going on right now. You're going to want to download that Civic Media app for free. I'm going to drop today's 4 o'clock word on you so that you can qualify to win all kinds of fun stuff. I'll tell you more on the flip side. We'll talk some more. Joni Ernst, the fakest apology ever. Oof. Why? Keep it really locked bad. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.